NAKPP Mobile. NAKPP Mobile from KEATBB Mobile. You meet again.
Hey there. How are you doing today? Get all your gasoline?
I did. I'm just wrapping up my lunch break here, heading back to the office now. Got myself a little personal pizza deal, and then I drove to this boat launch we got up here in the Saginaw River, and it's actually home to a, I'm not sure what size it is, like a, smaller than a battleship, I don't know, a destroyer, I think it's a naval destroyer we've got up here, the USS Edson. They've got a museum ship up here, so I'm going to sit here by the river with the windows down on this cool day and look at the destroyer.
Is it a retired one or is it an active one?
It's retired. I think it was active during Vietnam. I still haven't been on a tour. It's been here for years. Pretty cool thing to have in the area, but something that you kind of always forget about doing when you live up here, you know.
Well, I found you on QRZ, so somebody with your credentials, you should be able to get on that thing pretty easy.
Yeah, no kidding. I think they throw me a little discount. Not that much to get back on in the first place, but what are you up to on this nice sunny day?
Heading home to grab a sandwich, and then I got to head back to the grindstone, back to the office. So other than that, not too much. So this evening I got an antenna. I bought a little better antenna for the top of the house. I bought a diamond VHF, UHF, dual band antenna. I've got it mounted right now, but I just bought a cheap UHF stick, and then I got thinking, you know what? I might as well just get a dual band just in case I ever start playing around with VHF. And everything down this way, there's a lot of Yaesu Fusion C4 FM repeaters, and they're all in the VHF area. So, and I've got a little handy talkie that does that too. So I might go hang around to talk on that a little bit too. So, but I still like DMR. That's kind of like my favorite.
Okay, yeah, up here it's mostly VHF analog, and then we've got a couple DMR UHF systems. We don't have as much fusion up here that I'm aware of, especially VHF fusion. I'm not aware of much of that up here. Maybe a couple people, but so did you say you've already got that antenna mounted on your house then?
Yeah, I mounted it on the side of the house with one of those little poles, kind of like how they do satellite dishes, except they took that bracket and I just connected it onto like a 32-millimeter piece of aluminum pipe, probably 3 foot tall, just to get it over the roof line a little bit. And I'm kind of limited because I live in a subdivision where they don't like antennas, so I have to keep it in my backyard, but so I can't go over the top of the house because then they'll see it. But it works out pretty good because everything I want to hit is to the west of me, and that's the backyard side. So I think I'm pretty safe of nobody ever seeing it.
Okay, good. Yeah, as long as it gets what you're getting into, who cares if it's up any up higher? I've got an antenna and coax for my house to put my base antenna up. I'm actually going to put it in a pine tree. It's not the most popular way to do it, but I'm going to kind of stand it off from the tree about 2 foot, get it up about 35 feet. But the only thing that's holding me back is I'm not sure about how I want to go doing the lightning protection. I don't want to get, you know, a strike and have that tree blown to smithereens and mess up the house or anything like that. So I do sometimes think about just doing it lower to the ground and getting out of the way.
I've been hanging around with some guys that are really knowledgeable, as you know, this radio stuff is actually their careers, and they tell me, you know, like all this lightning protection and all this other stuff, it's all great for, you know, strikes that are, let's say, nearby but not necessarily, you know, that they said if any of these antennas take a direct hit, you're smoked and nothing's going to stop them. So, you know, you basically, you know, so let's say that there's a flash of lightning a mile or two away, you know, anywhere, that's where the lightning protection works. But if the lightning actually touches that stick or touches that tree, they tell me you can have all the stuff in the world on it. It ain't going to work.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. I kind of heard it was to help discharge some of the static so that the lightning strike looks like that happened there. But I'll have to do some more studying. But, hey, I just pulled back into the office, and I'm going to have to hop out of the truck. It was good talking to you again, and I hope you have a good lunch break as well. KE8PBB, I'll be clearing your file.
Okay, sir. Have a good day. Pleasure as always. Thank you for your service, and have fun at work.
KE8ZKC, testing and radio check. KE8ZKC. KE8ZKC.
Yes, it does.